Your ongoing financial support for this public radio station makes all the difference in your community. Thanks again for doing what you can to make public radio a vibrant part of the media landscape where you live. About an hour outside of Paris, there's a very special place that you can visit. It's the garden of the Impressionist master Claude Monet. And it's still home to many of the plants and scenes that actually inspired some of his most famous paintings. When writer and gardener Elizabeth Murray first stumbled upon Monet's garden more than three decades ago, the experience changed her life.
His garden was both a sanctuary for him and his family and a place that became his biggest inspiration. And he lived there in Giverny, a little village, for 43 years. And he started to create this garden for his own pleasure and delight, and then realized it had everything he needed to paint. He didn't have to travel outside of it any longer as he was aging and all these other political things and wars were happening. So here is a garden of great beauty that nourished him, inspired him, and he organized the colors and plants and reflections so that it was something he could be inspired to paint each day.
So he spent his last 43 years there. He died in 1926. Today, nearly 100 years after his death, we can go there and enjoy the gardening wizardry of this great painter because he painted and he planted. Now, you visited back in 1984. Tell us how you first met Giverny and then why that changed your life.
Well, I've always been a painter and a gardener. And when I went there, I literally got a lump in my throat. I had fallen in love. I thought, more than anything, I want to know this garden intimately. And the best way to know a garden is to work in it. I had a French friend with me, and I didn't speak French, and she helped me meet one of the gardeners who said, oh, you must go and speak to Monsieur Vanderkamp and ask if you can work here. And I thought, you know what? I live in Carmel, California. I have a great house and nine people working for me. I was a professional gardener, but I'm willing to give that up in order to work for free. And it has been something that has enriched my life.
So wait a minute. And about 30 years ago, you were traveling around and you were visiting gardens all over Europe. You've seen a lot of great gardens. You're a professional gardener with your own staff. You went to Giverny, 2 hours west of Paris, and you were so impacted by that that you went home, quit your job, and moved to France and volunteered for nearly a year.
Yes, that's right. And I didn't speak French.
Was that a youthful indiscretion or was that a good move in your life?
It was an incredible move. It's just like someone making a good marriage at 18. You know, it's, some people don't think it would work out, but, you know, when you fall in love for the right reasons, it just blossoms.
I'm not a gardener, but I go to these great gardens in Europe and I love them. They just are delights. Mm-hmm. How was Giverny a step above all of those?
Well, it was a step into my heart. That was it. It wasn't that it was grander by any means, but I love Monet as an artist. And so this is like a living painting. And I felt, like many people who visit, the spirit of Monet. Hmm. So when you feel the spirit of someone you love and admire, and then you get to see some of the ideas and where he lived, you really feel his presence. Hmm. And that's really what I fell in love with.
How can this be that an artist can be a gardener?
Oh, well, it's a natural. I think gardens are the highest form of art.
You said what? Gardens are the highest form of art?
I think they can be.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a statement.
Because they change over time, and they're all about color, texture, movement, sometimes sound, their seasonality. And so you have a great painter who knew light. His biggest emphasis was painting light and all the shades of color. So instead of just organizing a bouquet or organizing a still life, he organized a whole garden that would have the colors that sang for him.
I'm Rick Steves. Thanks for joining us as we share snapshots today from just a few of the interesting people our travels introduce us to each week. On Travel with Rick Steves, our aim is to explore the world thoughtfully with the aid of travelers of all stripes. People whose conversations really make the world come alive for us on the radio. You don't hear us hyping the latest four-star resorts or plugging the interests of the travel industry. You can get plenty of that elsewhere. We're on public radio, and the only thing we're pushing is a better understanding of our world. I like working in public broadcasting because it's an environment where people respect differences between cultures and where we actually look for and celebrate the threads that pull us all together. When you listen to public radio, you're getting an education, and there's no tuition fee either. But to make sure you and your neighbors will continue to benefit from public radio every day in the year ahead, we want to make sure you understand just how much this station relies on its listeners to pay the bills. That's why we're asking you to contribute right now during this membership drive. Go ahead, put a price on the value of the programming that you enjoy, and then call in your contribution. Do it now while we're taking a few moments to ask for your support. It's actually fun to be part of the action right now during this fundraising edition of Travel with Rick Steves. And when you call in, you're doing your part to guarantee that your entire community, the community at large, will continue to have this resource for everybody. This is commercial-free, it's available anytime at the click of a radio dial, and it's important for our communities. It's never been more important than right now to have a place on the dial that respects our intelligence, a place that brings us programming that inspires us to better understand and embrace this beautiful world around us. Please, if you haven't had a chance to do your part yet, give us a call right now. We are public radio. We're on the same team, and we're counting on you.